We are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 70, Text 1616. ईक्षितो अन्तःपुरस्त्रीणां सवृढप्रेमवीक्षिता कृच्छ्राद्विसृष्टो निरगाज जातहासो हरन्मनः ईक्षितो अन्तःपुरस्त्रीणां सवृढप्रेमवीक्षितये कृच्छ्राद्विसृष्टो निरगाज जातहासो हरन्मनः ईक्षितो अन्तःपुरस्त्रीणां सवृढप्रेमवीक्षितये कृच्छ्राद्विसृष्टो निरगाज जातहासो हरन्मनः. Mataji's. Ikshitah, looked upon. Antahapura of the palace, Strinam of the woman, Savrida shy, Prema and loving, Vikshitae by glances, Krishrata with difficulty, Visrishtaha getting free, Niragat he went out. Jata appeared. Hasaha, a smile. Haran, removing. Manaha, their minds. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation. The palace woman would look upon Lord Krishna with shy, loving glances. And thus he would get free from them only with difficulty. He would then set off his smiling face, captivating their minds. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti describes this scene as follows. The shy loving glances of the palace woman, hinting at their agitation, implied, how can we tolerate this torment of being separated from you? The idea here is that because the Lord was captured by their affection, he smiled, indicating, my dear restless ladies, you are so overwhelmed by this little bit of separation. I am coming back later today to enjoy with you. And then, with his smile captivating their minds, he got away only with difficulty, freeing himself from the bondage of their loving glances. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya
ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुर्वे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यान कदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरी वन फॉर द भागवतम क्लास एंड ऑल्सो वी सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज असेंबल्ड। सो द चैप्टर इज लॉर्ड कृष्णास डेली एक्टिविटीज and we have been hearing wonderful classes last few days, especially this week, how different devotees gave different perspectives about Lord Krishna offering respect to cows, to brahmanas, to all the ordinary things. Yesterday was a wonderful class by Sri Dama Prabhu, and I was reading this purport where it says the shy loving glances of the palace women hinting at their agitation implied, how can we tolerate this torment of being separated from you? So just the previous translation talks about offering respect to the, as yesterday Prabhuji highlighted, offering respect to the chariot driver. And now we have this purport, so I was wondering what to comment on this. So somebody said, anyway, many classes they don't comment on the purport, so you can comment whatever you like. But then I thought how to make the link. So, anyway, but today is a very special day. That is the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And we thought of speaking on that subject. And there is a lot of connection. One devotee was telling that, oh, it's very simple to make connection. This whole pastime is taking in early morning hours. And the whole pastime of Narottam Das Thakur with Lokanath Goswami used to take in the early morning hours. So you make the connection and start with Narottam Das Thakur. So that's nice, but anyway, it's a disappearance day, so it's a very auspicious day. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur, the son of a great king, and their wonderful pastimes, it's said that he is one of the most prominent and the most known saints of the Gaudiya Vaishnava history. Many books and stories commenting on the three Vaishnava saints, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. But out of all of them also, Narottam Das Thakur's glory somehow in the history is much more highlighted because he plays a very, very important role. As disciple of Loknath Goswami, it is mentioned in the history books in various biographies of the Acharyas, that how Loknath Goswami was specifically sent to Vrindavan to re-establish many of the places of the pastimes of the Lord. Because Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami were very close friends, and also they had a special place in Krishna's pastimes, in Krishna Leela. So Lord Chaitanya, knowing that, specifically put them together on this project. And they went to Vrindavan. But then it is explained that Loknath Goswami went to Vrindavan, but he was so much in the separation, he could not do much till Lord Chaitanya again came in his dream and told that you must stay here and perform the service. And then he started performing his service of re-establishing and finding the lost places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. But Loknath Goswami then, it said that almost for an year or more than that, till the time Loknath Goswami was there in Vrindavan, not much was achieved till Rupa and Sanatan Goswami came to Vrindavan. And in fact, he was waiting for them to come and to arrive, and he was told that they'll be arriving. So Rupa and Sanatan Goswami came to Vrindavan, and after that, the main project of redeveloping or establishing the places of Vrindavan was started. So it is said, and then after that, Loknath Goswami was also told to wait till a famous personality, till the most empowered personality, Narottam Das Thakur, comes there. So this means Loknath Goswami's, in one sense, if you see in the history, the job was just to wait when all these great personalities come and start doing all the great services there. And his role, he was so much absorbed in separation from Lord Chaitanya, his prominent role was guiding all these younger devotees and encouraging them and in their service and helping them out, which was later on performed by all these Goswamis. So he was actually waiting for Narottam Das Thakur to come and then perform the service and initiate him. And then Loknath Goswami initiates Narottam Das Thakur, but after that Narottam Das Thakur also takes his major shiksha from Jiva Goswami. So that was such a powerful place of this personality, Narottam Das Thakur. Now, born in the family of a king, with lot of luxuries, with lot of opulence, Krishna Nand Dutt, naturally somebody born in such a big family is not used to the austerities and anything. But it is said that right from the beginning when he was born, he had a special attraction to the Vaishnava principles. As we hear, Shabda Brahmati Vartate, right from the beginning he was so attracted to the Vaishnava devotional principles. In fact, the first ceremony, the grain giving ceremony, was performed, and the father and mother, the Narayani Devi, were trying to feed the young Narottam, but he would refuse. Again and again they would feed the grain in the young small child and he would refuse, and they were getting frustrated. Till a Brahmana came and offered the same grain ceremony, first offered to Krishna and then offered to Narottam Das Thakur. And he immediately accepted, and all the Brahmanas and all the assembled people in union accepted that this child must be a great Vaishnava. Because such strong devotional principles in his personality that he will not take food till it is offered to Lord Krishna. Then after that he grows up and he happens to be a very great scholar, very good student. And this is something, you know, we see in our day-to-day experiences in ISKCON, that so many students struggle, you know, when they come to bhakti, it just becomes a whole different, an escapism route. But if we see all these perfect personalities, we see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a perfect student, grasp everything very fast. So on one side, these pastimes are taking place. But on other side, before the birth of Narottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Ramakeli to meet Rupa and Sanatan, that time he started in the middle of Kirtan, loudly exclaiming, howling, chanting, shouting, screaming the name of Narottam. Narottam, Narottam. And it is said that before that also, in many Kirtans he used to do that. Suddenly in the middle of Kirtan, without anybody's knowing why is he doing that, he would start chanting Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And Nityanand Prabhu knew this well, that there is a special personality which Mahaprabhu is predicting by the name Narottam. He knew this, he could understand. But this time in Ramakeli he was shouting and he was exclaiming so loudly, Lord Nityananda was next to him. And he could very clearly understand that, and this time it was something special. It was not like past Kirtans. It was much more special than the previous Kirtans. It was much more madness. And then Lord Chaitanya was shedding tears while chanting Narottam's name. And that Kirtan, nobody in the past had seen such ecstasy of Kirtans of Mahaprabhu while chanting Narottam's name. And then we hear that Lord Nityanand Prabhu understood. Now this is the place, especially he was pointing towards the Padma River. This is the place where Mahaprabhu is indicating that Narottam Das Thakur would take his birth. And Nityanand Prabhu understood, and Nityanand Prabhu specifically requested Mahaprabhu that I want to stay here only. I want to see the witness of Narottam Das Thakur. Because it is said that Narottam Das Thakur was actually the incarnation of Nityanand Prabhu's ecstasy. He was the personification of Nityanand Prabhu's ecstasy. Now imagine what kind of madness that would be. Personification of Nityanand Prabhu's ecstasy. So here Nityanand Prabhu, we hear all kind of ecstatic pastimes, and here you take all that ecstasy and condense it and put it in a personality, that is Narottam Das Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya said, no, this is not the time. Wait, time will come, then you can return and invest your ecstasy in Narottam Das Thakur. In Narottam. And finally they just go, but everybody clearly understands that a very special personality. This is amazing. Before the birth, everybody is waiting for a special personality to be born. And by the name they could understand Narottam, so the best of humans, best of personalities. And then it is described, finally he took birth and all these pastimes taking place, and his whole childhood and his youth, okay, along with his studies. It is said because he was son of a king, naturally in such a high class society, he associates with many Brahmins. So he happened to learn Sanskrit and becomes a great scholar and Shastras. Naturally being in a certain society, you learn a certain samskars. And then after that, Narottam Das Thakur, now after all these studies, every day, his prominent part of the day is spent hearing Lord Chaitanya's Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Ante Leela, full Leela in great detail. Now imagine if a child in childhood will hear the Ante Leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that becomes like his pinnacle of what, something which he really aspires for. Lord Chaitanya's madness, his ecstasy, his love for Lord Krishna. And he hears that from, and also Lord Chaitanya's preaching mood. He hears all that from an elderly Brahman. Every day sits in the lotus feet of this Brahman, Sri Krishna Das, and spends his time hearing these pastimes in detail. He doesn't want to leave his company because he just loves this pastime so much. And in fact, before that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before, while predicting in Ramakeli, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically went to Padma River that morning and took bath with all the devotees. And that time, as soon as he entered the Padma River flooded. All the waters flooded. And it is described that the river personified the Padma Devi. She personally came. And she could understand the Lord is investing his personal love into this river. So she asked, what should I do with this love which you are investing? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, oh, a powerful personality, Narottam, will come and you have to invest this love. Now I am depositing in you and you have to give that love to that personality. But how will I come to know who is that personality? And then Mahaprabhu said, as soon as he enters your river, your waters, the same flooding of the waters will take place and you will experience intense joy and bliss as soon as he touches. So now this Narottam, his childhood and his adolescence, and he grows up, his teenage, is all spent in hearing from an elderly Brahman about the past times. And I was thinking, how fortunate, you know, if some of us can, you know, grow up hearing Lord Chaitanya, those who grew up, it's so special, hearing Lord Chaitanya's past times, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And thus hearing creates agitation, a positive spiritual agitation, a desire to serve selflessly Shri Krishna, desire to madly chant Hare Krishna. That is the power in the process of hearing. Anybody who hears attentively generates that madness. Here, if you see in this purport, it is mentioned, you are so overwhelmed by little bit of separation. Association with Krishna overwhelms a person. With such love, he cannot contain that love. Naturally, it overflows. And Narottam Das Thakur, hearing, that was his desire, that I just want to serve. And that time, Lord Nityanand Prabhu, as Mahaprabhu had told, a time will come when you will go. Lord Nityanand came in the dream of Narottam and told him that tomorrow morning, you must go to Padma River. And there's a very special gift invested for you there. And next morning he goes. And as soon as he enters the Padma River and Lord Chaitanya's prediction, the river floods, overflooding takes place. And Padma becomes so blissful and happy. And it is said that immediately the complexion of Narottam Das Thakur changes. From his natural dark complexion, it becomes golden, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he comes, and it is described that all the ecstatic symptoms manifest in his personality. He starts dancing, he starts shedding tears, he starts crying, he starts laughing. All kind of strange, such mad symptoms that he is found dancing madly on the banks of Padma River. And that is the time when, naturally, long time gone to take bath, has not come back. Mother and father become very anxious. And mother and father are very worried since he went. So they send the personal guards and securities, go and search what happened to Narottam. And they come and they find him madly dancing, falling on the ground, fainting. Especially it is mentioned at one place, you know, he's howling like a madman and crying. Now imagine a teenage boy in some family goes to take bath. You know, we take someone for a Mayapur Ayavas Yatra and he comes back in this status. All the yatras will stop. And Narottam Das Thakur goes to take bath in Padma River and he comes back in this kind of form. And as soon as he comes back home, father, mother, and the first thing, this is often, you know, the first thing they see, think that as if some spirit has entered Narottam's body. Call somebody to get the spirit off, or somebody, what do you say that? To tame the spirit. Help him out. And in fact, as soon as he enters the house, he's all the time crying. That's all. All the time he's crying and crying, overwhelmed by separation. Well, Mahaprabhu has invested such love. Now the only thing he wants to go and see Mahaprabhu, see all the Goswamis, and just serve fully in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And he's crying and crying. And the mother is getting all anxious. What happened to my child? My dear, you know, as this description explains, my dear Naru, what happened to you? And she's crying and he's crying and she's crying because the child has gone like that and child is crying continuously, teenager child, just 16 years old. What a transformation takes place, how overwhelming it is. And then he enters and the whole time he spends, now of course they are Vaishnavas. So they have, now this is interesting, I was reading, they have a kirtan room in their palace. This is so special. In the palace, there is a kirtan room. It's interesting, right? to have a kirtan room in the palace. I mean, you can go mad to your extent you want. Narottam Das Chakur, Narottam is chanting and dancing and doing kirtan madly all by his own. And the father and mother are getting so worried, what's happening? And they call this spirit tamer who comes, and it is described that what is the solution he gives? He says, oh, lot of, what do you say, the imbalance of the life years. As we say, vaat bad gaya uska, imbalance of life years. And they say, what is the solution? Oh, apply lot of oil on his body. And get a fox and give the meat to this boy. And Narottam heard this is crazy, most crazy proposition. And the father also understand this is really crazy. You know, they can demand anything, but anyway, their anxiety is increasing, and finally they are thinking, what should we get him married? If we get him married, that would be the best thing. But he is in such a mad condition. And then Narottam Das, and then, out of love, so much love they have, now how they express the love, they tie Narottam in a small place, you cannot run away, you cannot go out anywhere. Jail mein band diya, out of so much love. That's another. And then, it is described that, the whole society was coming to know about Narottam, such special love in his heart. Everybody came to know such a transformation taking place in this boy. Just a 16 years old teenager showing such transformation. The whole society came to know. And in fact, the Muslims came to know, and it is described that there is one place, a Muslim Jagirdar, he wanted to see this boy. He wanted to be blessed by this boy. Who is this divine boy? And he sent a message to Krishnananda that please send the boy. We want to see him. And Krishnanandat got worried. Ek bar ye bahar gaya to gaya. Once he goes out, it's so difficult to bring him back. So he told the securities to keep a tight watch. But still, going into this Jagirdar kingdom just to meet him and to bless him, giving him divine darshan. And then what? As the father expected, that would happen. He went to meet, and he knew that this is the time to escape. This is the time to escape all the kingly opulences. And he ran away by the path of the forest. And he specifically thought, which is the path I should take? He didn't. And Mahaprabhu had already told him in his dream that you must go to Vrindavan. He was already told. Because at home also, after he met his when he was crying at home, he would not sleep, he would not eat. And at times, while sleeping, when he would suddenly, in the sleep, he would suddenly get dreams of Lord Krishna's lila, like his original spiritual form. He would enter that pastime. And then his sleep would break. And most of the time, he could not sleep only because he was crying so much in intense separation. But then it is described that rarely he would get sleep, and that time Lord Chaitanya came in his dream and told what is the path for him. He must go to Vrindavan. But when the order was given, he must go to Vrindavan, then also it took many months before he could execute the order. It is only time when Jagirdar called and the right time was there, he could go to Vrindavan. So although the instruction was given, but it took him some time to actually pursue the right time, the right movement. And then finally he reached... Finally, he was on his way. He left from this Jagirdar's palace and he escaped. And he is from a king. From a king's family. Now, suddenly, the first time, this person is right on the streets by his own self. Always lived as a prince. He was not used to the austerities. He was not used to the hunger and the fatigue. And the tough life of an austere personality, although his madness, his ecstatic love, but his body was getting tired. It is said that he did not go to Navadvip and Puri because he knew that first of all the guards would come to Navadvip because they knew that he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya associates he wanted to meet. So he directly went to Vrindavan, but it is described that the journey was so difficult that at one point he just fell down and collapsed. 3 days of hunger and fatigue, he just fell down. You see? It's difficult, somebody from a rich personality, rich background coming. I was thinking, just reflecting, you know, this tapasya is a very difficult factor, right? We find difficulty doing, even, you know, fasting sometimes, Nirjal Ekadashi or Janmashtami fasting, some of us find difficult. I mean, I personally find very difficult. I was going to one family's house, and this Jain family. You see, I was sharing in some class, this Jain family, they are wonderful, this tapasya, you know, 8 days, nothing to eat, only water. And that also morning 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Just that much. And that also only warm water. 8 days. And I went after 8 days. I went to Miss Family and they have a big function and the first festival. And you know what I found? The boy is dancing in the kirtan, not in the kirtan, in their parade. And then I was surprised. I said, 8 din se kuch khaya nahi, nach raha hai. Parade mein. And then I went to meet the father, and the father is telling me, I told the father, I said, wow, you have a very special son. Your son, you know, 8 days, kuch khaya nahi, only drank little water in a day, and now he's dancing. I said, I don't think he did tapasya, kuch to andar khaya hoga chupke. But then anyway, I was joking. But then the father told me, Prabhuji, bas aapki kripa hai, aapki kripa se itna tapasya ho raha hai. Main bola, mera to janmashtami fasting bhi nahi hota hai. And you are saying 8 days fasting and then dancing, and after that Janmashtami dancing, we are, you know, Janmashtami fasting, then night, you know, we are just waiting. Kab 12 bajega? So I felt very happy. Narottam Das Saklu got exhausted. I mean, from a bodily conception, if you say, I said, wow, you know, great souls also get exhausted. So that's how a person in bodily conception likes to feel. But anyway, he fell down. And that time Lord Chaitanya personally came in disguise and gave him a glass of milk. But still he was fainting, he was collapsing. And then Rupa and Sanatan Goswami came personally in his dream and said that Mahaprabhu is giving you milk. Now you live fully nourished. Just without any fear, make your path to Vrindavan. And he gets up and starts walking towards Vrindavan. But on the way, the guards finally catch him. And then also very nicely it is mentioned that Narottam Das Thakur, when the guards catch him, he speaks very smartly with great poetic form. You know, he gives a nice analogy. He says, you know, when the husband dies, a chaste wife wants to undergo sati. She wants to enter the fire, cremation fire, or she wants to follow the husband's path. And then everybody doesn't want the wife to enter, they want to stop the wife, but the wife still enters because that's her dedication to that fire of her husband. And similarly, I want to show my fire of dedication to my husband. I am like that chaste wife. And I can understand why you want to stop me. I can fully understand your sentiments. But please understand my sentiments also. Just like you should understand the sentiments of a wife. And all the guards became so moved and so touched and so affected by that. They said, yes, yes. So that's another thing, you know. How Narottam Das Thakur deals with the pressure of the guards so wonderfully that he actually melts their heart. And the guard says, yes, yes, you go and do your duties. Show your fire of dedication to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he goes and finally he reaches Vrindavan. After a long journey, walking on foot with a lot of blisters on his soles and not able to walk, somehow he reaches Vrindavan. And as soon as he comes to Vrindavan, first thing he goes to Vishram Ghat, takes his bath there, meets the elder Brahman. And this Brahman, it is described that takes him to his house, gives him shelter. And as soon as he takes him to his house, he gives the news that the personalities whom you have come to meet, Rupa, Sanatan, all these personalities, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they have already left this planet. And he breaks down, he cries, In fact, it's Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan which he writes. Jayanilo Premadhan. Right? That's Narottam Das Thakur. Jayanilo Premadhan. Kaha Mora Roop, Kaha Sanatan. He writes that bhajan. And that time when he breaks down and he faints, that time Rupa and Sanatan Goswami comes in his dream. And gives him encouragement and says that we are with you and now you must go and meet Jiva Goswami, Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami will give you shelter. And you must meet Jiva Goswami now. And he has a conversation with Rupa and Sanatan. And it is said that at conversation even the Brahmana could hear the conversation, some parts of the conversation. And then Narottam Das Thakur, as soon as he gets up, immediately runs to Govindaji Mandir. And he comes to Govindaji Mandir. And this is the first time he is taking darshan of what he had heard. Rupa Goswami has made a big temple. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they have made this huge temple of Govindaji. So this is the first time he is taking the darshan. And he goes into an ecstatic trance. He gets so happy. There is a lot of happiness, but lot of pain because he wanted to see Govindaji with Rupa Goswami. So there is so much happiness, but pain also. Mixed feeling is there. And then he enters. And by that time, Jiva Goswami comes to know that this young boy whom I was waiting for has finally come. And Jiva Goswami comes and then Jiva Goswami takes him to Loknath Goswami. And he meets Loknath Goswami comes and it is said Loknath Goswami welcomes him with a special Mahagarland with Mahaprasad of Govindaji. He welcomes, he offers that and gives lot of care, makes Narottam Das Thakur sits next to him and honor this prasadam. And then Narottam Das Thakur personally submits the instruction of Lord Chaitanya to take shelter of from Loknath Goswami. And then it is described that Loknath Goswami, now when he submits that I want to take your shelter, I want to take initiation, I want to submit to you as a disciple, Loknath Goswami starts laughing. He said, how is it possible? Lord Chaitanya is personally coming in the dream and guiding you. He is your guide. He is your deliverer. He is the one who has given you shelter. Why you need my shelter? Because Loknath Goswami had decided he will not accept any disciples. But anyway, when Narottam Das Thakur insists, then Loknath Goswami, after so much insistence, is okay. The system is that first for 1 year you should develop attachment to the holy name by chanting. And only when you are fully trained in the chanting, then I will give you shelter. Now, Narottam Das Thakur, no, it was not difficult, you know, it's such a simple instruction. Chant. And for Narottam, it was most simple because he was attached to chanting. From childhood, bachpan se kiya hi kya. In his private room, he has just chanted. And now it was not difficult. Now if you tell someone, okay, wait, chant 16 rounds for 3 years chanting, oh, that's too much. Or 5 years chanting, or 2 years chanting, 1 year chanting, oh, that's too difficult. Now for Narottam Das Thakur, like somebody was telling in Mira, what I was discussing with one devotee, and we were discussing about the preaching scenario. And I forgot whom I was discussing with, but the preaching scenario that when we preach, you see, the preacher when starts cultivates someone to that level, like that the person becomes mad to achieve Krishna. After that, leave him. Then no anxiety. But at least take, mad means may not be dancing like Narottam, but at least this much responsibility that the person feels a strong desire to become Krishna conscious. Then you don't have to worry so much. Like we were discussing the preaching systems, that how we have to preach and then we have to connect them to counselors, and this system was being discussed. And we were discussing that if you leave a person prematurely, then he doesn't have. So we have to worry about, you know, a person having enough spiritual drive. Till that time you have to take anxiety. Of course, the whole life somebody takes anxiety for one's dependence. But still, till the person has a spiritual drive to attain Krishna, you have to keep pumping, you know. Come on, become Krishna conscious. Come on, become Krishna conscious. What is that? Vifale janama gahinu. And you keep saying that. And once that develops, then no anxiety. But here Narottam had that. And Loknath did not have to worry. Narottam was coming, rushing every day to hear Loknath Goswami's discourses and katha. And he was himself. Like I remember one devotee was telling that when he came to Krishna consciousness, he said he found this whole concept of four regulative principles so difficult, just following the four regulative principles. But he said somehow the association, what the effect of association was, that one thing he understood, this is the goal of life. One thing he understood, somehow I have to take shelter of Krishna and one day it will be easy. Now the basic thing was so difficult. And this devotee said, when I understood that, then it was not difficult. Then although I could not follow the principles, but I could never leave the association. And he said, it took me 10 years to start following the principles. Can you imagine? 10 years to start following the principles. And he said, but the point is, I understood that association is the only shelter. Narottam Das Thakur, he was coming to, not only he was for 1 year coming, but then, and in fact for 1 year he came, I think there are two places different things mentioned, that 1 year he came, and then Lokanath Goswami said still he was not ready to accept. And for 1 year he rendered menial services. Cleaning the place where Lokanath Goswami would perform his morning duties every day, very humbly. And such humility, and Lord Chaitanya came in, Lokanath Goswami, why don't you initiate him? And still Lokanath did not initiate. But it is only after seeing Narottam Das Thakur's persistence, humility and persistence, austerity, persistence of what you say, surrender and submission, finally Lokanath Goswami initiated. And not only initiated, right in the beginning he told him his spiritual form as Vilasa Manjari. That was interesting, you know, at the day of initiation you are told. So this is your form in the spiritual world. And he initiated Narottam in his meditations on his pastimes as Krishna Leela, and then send him to Jiva Goswami to study, and Narottam Das Thakur's personal meditations were so intense that it is said that Srimati Radharani came in his meditation, his dream, and told him what his personal service of boiling the milk for the pleasure of Sakhis to offer to Lord Krishna. That is it. So in the boiling of milk, he would enter so deep in the meditation, sometimes he would burn his hand and he would have blisters. And he has to hide the blisters, nobody sees. But the whole of Vrindavan knew where are the blisters coming from, what kind of meditation he has. And like that, he studied under Jiva Goswami for a long time. And then another contribution of course there are many stories like that to be discussed. And then after studying under Jiva Goswami, all the three personalities, Shyamanand Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, these three titles were given by Jiva Goswami to these three personalities, and they were sent to preach in Bengal and Orissa. But on the way, they lose all the books of all the literature of the Goswamis, and Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit went to Kheturi. And then it is described that how in Kheturi, Narottam Das Thakur afterwards never came back to Vrindavan. He just stayed in Kheturi, preaching, and he cultivated some of the most prominent poets and personalities and scholars there. Very, very influential people. In fact, his cousin who was the king that time, Santosh Dutt, he became his disciple. He said around 123 disciples he made. And then they took over the preaching in the whole East Bengal, in the Kheturi, to all the villages, all the towns. They went and they preached and cultivated so many people. And Narottam Das Thakur wrote so many beautiful songs. And it is described that how Acharya has described that his songs are like all the Vedic knowledge is present in. Actually, his songs are very simple, most simple. When some people start memorizing our bhajans, you know. The most simple bhajans to understand, even to memorize, you know, to understand the meaning is Narottam Das Thakur. You just read and you get it. It's so simple. And you understand the philosophy also. Most simple bhajans. Narottam Das Thakur wrote his Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. But now finally when he was settled in Kheturi, now finally when he did all the preaching, now he wanted to fulfill his desire, which was left previously. He had gone to Vrindavan directly. He had not come to Navadvip and Puri. So now he thought, let me go to Navadvip and Puri and meet all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spend time with them, take blessings from them. So he went to Jahanavadevi. Oh, first he went to Srinivas Acharya in Jajigram. Then from there he went to meet Janava Devi, he went to meet Advaita Acharya's son in Shantipur. Then he met Raghunandan Thakur, he met Abhiram Thakur. What was the name of father of Raghunandan Thakur? Mukunda, he was not there. No, Raghunandan Thakur. Then he met Narhari Sarkar. And so all these prominent personalities he met, he spent time with them. And then after that, he came back to Khetri. And by the time he come back, after doing, and then he went to Puri and met Gopinath Acharya and Gopala Guru and all the other devotees in Puri. And then afterwards he came back from Puri and as soon as he came back to Kheturi, he saw a letter from Lokanath Goswami that if you have to preach in Puri, very nice devotees in Kheturi, very nice devotees, but main thing is you must establish deity worship. And then he starts establishing so many beautiful. So then he thinks that if I have to do this big ceremony for the installation of the deities, then I have to. He thought another idea. Let's join all the things. He said, I want to preach the literatures of Goswamis. Plus, we want to establish the beautiful kirtan. Plus, we want to install the deities. Plus, what is long awaited is the first celebration of Gaur Purnima festival, which is the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he decided, let us have all these things together as the first Gaur Purnima festival. And then the first anxiety comes, if I have to celebrate Gaur Purnima festival, which is not the anxiety, which is the first desire it comes, that I have to call all the prominent Vaishnavas from the whole Bengal, Odisha and plus other parts of India, everybody has to come. And if all of them have to come, I have to give first class accommodations to them. And then Uttam Das Thakur is thinking, oh, but where will I give? How will I spend? So much money is required. So much wealth is required to support them, to give facilities. And then you think, my father is gone, my uncle is gone, they are not the kings, my cousin is the king. But by this time, Santosh Dutt comes to know that Narottam Das Thakur has this desire. And as soon as Santosh Dutt comes to know the desire of Narottam Das Thakur, Santosh Dutt said, I also have this desire. I also want to see all the associates of Sri Chaitanya. Also want to see all the peers of Narottam Das Thakur. So he comes, he says, and Santosh Dutt anyway is a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur and he is the king. He says, nothing to worry. I will give all the expenditure. I will personally take care of organizing this whole program. And so Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, who later on comes, and Santosh Dutt become the main organizer of the Kheturi festival. And then they start sending great, like, wonderful invitations. Now this festival was going to make the history. This whole festival, this whole program was supposed to happen in such a way, everybody would get so inspired that this would start happening every year. Narottam Das Thakur was supposed to set the standard now. Kirtan standard was going to be there. And Bengal and Odisha, those people had not seen this kind of preaching from the books of Goswamis, this kind of kirtan based on what Goswamis had taught. See, because there are two different communities. Here in Bengal and Odisha, main thing is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the ultimate. For some, Nityanand Prabhu was the ultimate. For some, Advaita Acharya was the ultimate. And they, like now we have Radha Krishna, we have Gaur Nithai. So they were not at all involved in Radha Krishna worship. Now here, Narottam Das Thakur has to introduce Goswami's literature and the systems made by that and the whole Kirtan system to a whole new community in Bengal. So this was going to be a landmark in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So Narottam Das Thakur installs 5 sets of Radha Krishna deities. I forgot the name, Shri Krishna, Radha Karaman, then Radha Kanta, then Vallabha Vijaya, some names are there. 5 deities, 2 sets of Mahaprabhu with Vishnu Priya. But, so he starts sending invitations. And specifically he wants Janava Devi. Why? Because now Narottam Das Thakur is going to introduce this whole system and he wants somebody very senior to support and establish. Because at that time, various followers of Mahaprabhu were having their own systems of worship in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So this Gaudiya Vaishnav society was working on a different parameters. Now here Narottam Das Thakur has to come and start this whole thing, and he calls Janava Devi, who will be the very key person and the senior most Vaishnavi, whose authority will be considered by all the Vaishnavas. And later on, actually, Narottam Das Thakur becomes the authority. But initially he calls Janava Devi to make the authority. And it is written that he sends beautiful invitation cards, written personally in Sanskrit, addressed to each person in a very personal way. So that was the beauty, very nicely written invitation cards, personally, you know, like if you write to someone an invitation personally explaining the importance of that personality being present in our association. That's very, generally you will cordially invite it with your family. Khatam. That is like a general way. But a detail, a personal invitation written to one person glorifying his importance to presence to us. It was so special. And then after that, he made arrangements for so many boats to carry people from one part of the Ganges to another part, to carry to the East Bengal. And once they come here, he attend the bullock carts and the palanquins. And all the personalities whom he had visited in Bengal, Raghunandan Thakur was there, Narhari Sarkar was there, Nityanand Prabhu's son, what was his name? Veerbhadra was there, Achyutanand was there, Advaita Acharya's son was there. All these personalities came. And then he personally, and as soon as they came, he very special welcome for everyone. A personal garland for everyone, Chandar, and especially welcome for Janava Devi, a very exclusive welcome because she was the chief of all the Vaishnavas. And then he gave them the first class accommodations arranged by Santosh Dutt. Everyone was given one personal servant for the service in the Khetri festival. And with all these wonderful Vaishnavas around, then the first day, it was a 3-day festival. And the first day of the festival started, and started with a great kirtan. Everybody became excited and ecstatic with the kirtan being sung by and there were special kirtanas appointed who will start the kirtan. No, it was not a random kirtan anybody picked up. A person was appointed, he will start the invocation prayers. Who was that who started invocation prayers? I forgot. But anyway, he will start invocation prayers. He will do all the welcoming ceremony. Very wonderfully in details it was designed. And then after that, Janava Devi took care of the kitchen later on and made wonderful prasad for all the Vaishnavas. The deity installation took place the whole day. And it is described, it's a long details, but the 3-day festival was so intensely absorbing that after 3 days, nobody wanted to go back. None of the devotees wanted to go back. But they had to go back to their duties, but they stayed for some more days after a lot of insistence. And Narottam, now imagine after the 3 days festival, we are waiting. When all will go and we will get rest. It is an intense festival. It's like absorbing. Naturally, after intense festival, you get tired. Now here, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, they are all going and pleading. Please stay some more. Please stay some more. They wanted them to stay on and on and on and on. And especially Ramachandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, the disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. Especially Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. They stayed on for many days later on. They did not want to leave that place, Narottam Das Thakur Association. So that festival became so ecstatic. And in the kirtan which was done by Narottam Das Thakur. Now imagine, Advaita Acharya's son Achyutanand is sitting there. Nityanand Prabhu's son Veerbhadra is sitting there. Srivas Thakur's two brothers Sripati and Srinidhi are sitting there. All these people, Janava Devi is there. Now all these people are there and the kirtan is happening, and Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan is so powerful that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally descends there. Nityanand Prabhu personally descends there and Janava Devi is watching, who have already left this planet. Srivas Thakur is personally there. Advaita Acharya is personally there. And they're all being washed by all their relatives, their sons. Nityananda Prabhu's wife, Janava Devi, is observing the festival. It makes such an impression in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. And that is the time decided that we will have this festival again and again every year. And that marks the beginning of the Gaura Purnima festival in Khetri. But with that, Narottam Das Thakur exposes everyone to the Goswami's style of performing Gauriya Bhakti. What Goswami's, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami taught. And that is the time he gains a lot of followership. Everybody starts following Narottam Das Thakur's teachings. And a few more stories, but finally his disappearance, past time, I'll just, because today is the disappearance day, just a few minutes. So all these great achievements, and he wrote beautiful bhajans, there are nice bhajans, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Gauranga Karuna Karo. And then he spent a lot of time with his disciples, and at one point towards his end, it is described that he enters into his deep samadhi while meditating on Sri Radha Krishna, his eternal service to Srimati Radharani. He enters into samadhi. And there are 2-3 versions of how he left. But the one thing is that at one point he entered into samadhi and all the caste brahmanas were criticizing. That he is a kayastha shudra, how can he initiate brahmanas? He has broken all the Vedic principles. So Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and all his disciples were praying to him, please, please, you wake up and come out of the samadhi and help us to defend this. So that time he came out of the samadhi. But later on, Narottam Das Thakur, one time when the final time came, he told his disciples, take me to Ganges. And he entered the Mother Ganges. And as soon as he entered, all his disciples, he said, as soon as you enter, you start pouring Ganga water over me. And when they were pouring the water, Narottam Das Thakur's whole body start melting into the milk, and gradually the whole body melted in the milk in the Padma river, right? It's Padma river or Ganga, I don't know, it's I think Padma river. So he melted in the gold, in the milk, in the form of milk, and the disciples filled up a whole pot of milk and they made whole samadhi mandir of Narottam Das Thakur in, I think the place is Murshidabad or somewhere in East Bengal, where the house of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti is there. That is the place. So he wrote beautiful, even for the morning we sing Guru Puja, Sri Guru Charana Padma, and various bhajans written by Sri Narottam Das Thakur. So we can offer our prayers to the, now we have the DT. Morning I was thinking, it's not there, today we have the day or not. Suddenly I was confused. So we can all pray to Sri Narottam Das Thakur at the lotus feet and offer our prayers. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Samavet Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.